Penguin Random House Audio presents The Real Liddy James by Anne-Marie Casey, read for you by Orla Cassidy. And all the while, I suppose, he thought, real people were living somewhere and real things happening to them. Edith Wharton, The Age of Innocence. A Fig Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Liddy knew Mrs. Vandervorst had been crying because she emerged from the corridor bathroom with her sunglasses on. There had been some confusion over timing, a not unusual occurrence during the holiday season, and Mrs. Vandervorst had arrived alone, so Liddy solicitously accompanied her to the conference room and settled her into a velvet-upholstered armchair with a cup of chamomile tea, which she had made in a white china teapot with loose buds, not a bag. The buds bloomed into pretty white flowers floating on the surface of the pale yellow liquid, and the sight of this seemed to calm Mrs. Vandervorst, who sank back into the cushions a little and sipped slowly. Liddy hoped the woman would gather herself before the meeting began. She did not want any scenes this afternoon. Accusations, counter-accusations, sordid marital mudslinging. Drama inevitably delays everything. She had a twice-postponed interview with the Times at 4 that afternoon.
"What color is this?" said Mrs. Vandervorst, looking at the walls.
"It's one of those fancy country house colors. Mist on the heather, it's called, or something like that." Mrs. Vandervorst took off her sunglasses. Underneath, her eyes were stubbornly ringed white with ill-matched concealer, but the telltale bloodshot around her pupils remained.
"I like it."